USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 25 million people in the southeast are bracing for a stormy Mother's Day weekend. Damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes are all in the forecast today from Alabama to Virginia. The severe weather will then move to the Central Plains and the Midwest. This comes after tornadoes left a trail of damage in Texas and Oklahoma on Wednesday. More than 7,000 power outages remain in both states, with 13,000 in Louisiana. A radical abortion group calling itself Ruth Sent Us announced this week that it's mobilizing activists to enter Catholic churches during Mass this upcoming Sunday in response to reports that the Supreme Court is set to overturn Roe v. Wade. President Biden meeting with manufacturing leaders in Hamilton, Ohio today. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says illegal immigrants are being promptly removed from the United States if their asylum claims don't prevail. But Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast doesn't agree. He tells Fox News he believes DHS treats these illegal immigrants differently.
It's take them into the country by a law enforcement officer under Homeland, then put them on a bus, make sure to give them some health care as well, put them on a bus and send them somewhere else around the country to appear at a court date sometime later in the future, maybe 2 or 3 years in the future, maybe never. That's what immediately placed into immigration enforcement proceedings actually looks like.
Elon Musk is denying former President Trump encouraged him to buy Twitter. CEO of Trump's social media company and former Congressman Devin Nunes claimed Trump was fueling Musk's purchase of the social media company to take on these tech tyrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Sunday is Mother's Day, and kids are expected to drop a record sum celebrating mom. The National Retail Federation says spending will total $31.7 billion, $3.6 billion more than last year. The Federation expects people to shell out $25 more this year for a record average topping $245. The White House will have a new spokesperson starting May 16th. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has some information on who will now be handling the daily White House press briefings.
As the White House announced, the new spokesperson will be Karine Jean-Pierre starting May 13th. It's another example of the White House and its close ties to mainstream media. Current spokesperson Jen Psaki will become a broadcaster on MSNBC, and Jean-Pierre is married to a CNN news anchor. Some other information about Jean-Pierre. She worked for radical organization MoveOn.org. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism, and she once said Trump wanted to put a whites-only sign on the Statue of Liberty and claimed Trump had been a lifelong racist despite evidence to the contrary.
There's now a $20,000 reward to catch those who tried to ride a dolphin which washed up on a Texas beach. The incident happened as it sat on the sand in the Freeport area south of Houston. The crowd pushed the animal back out to sea, but it later died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.